despair and just misery on all hands, and people were starving to death, and it was like, I'd rather live then. And you look at it, and everybody seems nice. Nobody's stabbing each other in the town square. Yeah, it was kind of hard to find food, but when you got food, it wasn't processed and sent from Argentina to Vietnam to Guam and back to you. You know, it's just like, how have we let everything go so off the rails in this country? And how the hell do we get it back? And I don't know if I have answers, but man, you take a drive around small town Texas and it's like, we got some really big problems to solve here. And then there's little pockets that are just beautiful. And the people are amazing, obviously. But the Longhorn Caverns especially, it's just like, yeah, the band would play. It was the world's first underground nightclub. Come bring your dame down. Hear the tunes of the latest on the radio. You know, it was awesome, man. They had church in there to fight Comanches in there. It was awesome. I guess it was the Comanches, not the Cherokee. I think I said Cherokee either. I believe it was the Comanches, actually, who kidnapped the woman. But of course, like, why would we celebrate any of that? Now, it's a tourist destination for all of the Chinese and Indian and Mexican tourist people. And it's all of our ancestors, blood, sweat, and tears, using dynamite and whatever else to clear out this cavern. And now all of their progeny is dead, and we'll get all the foreigners coming in and enjoying the work that we did. So great. It's just great. And again, it's hard to understand how we get back to a place of pride and care and genuinely building things to last and building things for your progeny. Yeah, a bunch of white boys slaving away in the Texas summer, digging out rocks. Like, I don't know, kind of down with that. I'm kind of okay with that, actually. Actually, I think now, the more and more I learn, the more I think about politics in general, it's like, I don't actually care if the government does things. Like, that's not the dividing line for me. It's who is it for and why are they doing it and what's going to be the outcome? I'm not any, illusions that we're going to somehow take on the might of the Chinese with like small localized government. Like, that's just not a possibility anymore. Now, what we need to be doing is demanding that the actions our government does take, for which it has infinite resources and infinite capability, that it actually work for us, for the American people, for the people that actually built this country in the first place, and not just be given out endlessly to everybody else. Somebody tweeted out today, like, well, there should really be like a Manhattan Project to eradicate ticks. And this is another thing. And again, I'm like, am I just being a coward here? Because I'm sure there have always been, like, I know there were always, there's always the latest thing to fear, right? When I was coming up, it was, oh, mosquitoes give you the West Nile virus. That was the big fear thing. I haven't heard West Nile virus in 10 years. Whatever. There's always going to be something to make you scared of going outside. But nowadays, it's like Alpha Gal, the tick, that if you get bit, you can't eat red meat anymore. I think I've got a pretty good excuse for being afraid of ticks now, because I like meat. In fact, it's just like the only thing I like eating. So I feel like I have a bit of a reason, not because succumbing to the fear mongering, but because we actually have these mad scientists carrying out what I believe to be deliberate bioterrorist attacks against America using these ticks. Am I wrong? Because, again, I'm like, am I just turning into, not even my mom, because my mom didn't do it. Am I turning into my friend's helicopter mom, where it's like, watch out for ticks now. You have to remember not to get bit by ticks. I'm like, seriously. No, there are gain of function homunculi ticks out there who will poison your blood and make you allergic to life. So good Lord, watch out for the ticks. And then, I mean, today we're going to talk a lot about the data centers and the way that, like, we really are destroying the earth in every possible way you can imagine, like destroying nature, destroying water. It's all being destroyed faster now than it ever has before, even though for the last several decades we've been endlessly propagandized about environmentalism and climate change and all this other crap, we nevertheless are speedrunning our natural resources into non-existence, into extinction. And I think that's wrong. Personally, I'm against it. I'm against letting out biologically manipulated ticks. I'm against all of this. But the person goes, you know, I think we need a Manhattan Project to deal with these ticks, which I'm completely in favor of. Again, I could see the libertarian side of me going, oh, another big government project, huh? It's like, yes, to eradicate the ticks that I guess the problem is the government probably released the ticks in the first place. So this is a sort of, you know, problem reaction solution, unfortunately. But, you know, my response to it was like, well, I mean, a Manhattan Project to eradicate ticks in North America, that would cost like $1 billion. And unfortunately, we just spent $25 billion paying Somalis to watch after other Somalis. And then they don't even actually do that. So, you know, this is what I'm talking about. It's like we got a real problem, real issue. The alpha-gal syndrome, the tick spreading is crazy. It's devastating. It's absolutely something our government not just should, but is like obliged to deal with. I don't think there's going to be a free market solution to tick eradication. Sorry. I just don't think, you know, I don't think we're going to find the money in our budget for that this year. Like what? You know, so no public or no private company is going to do this. It's got to be the government doing it. It probably wouldn't be that expensive. It probably would. They probably would be able to do it. Now, unfortunately, knowing the government, their solution would be like, well, we're going to release more geo-modified ticks. This time the ticks are, you know, programmed to not be able to breed. And so we're going to send a bunch of sterile ticks to kill out the, and it's, then we're going to find out 20 years later they can breed and create some sort of mutant super tick that eats babies, you know. So I just, you know, the obvious thing to me would be like, if I had $1 billion, I think I would divide that up by however many you'd pay 10,000 people and just go, all right, you all have a quota of 10,000 ticks. Or here's an idea. What if you like invested a whole bunch into like bat conservation, since bats eat a quarter of their body weight in bugs in 30 minutes? That would extremely rapidly, or, you know, possums eat ticks. Can we do some sort of program where we help to manage this population? But no, there's no money. There's no resources. That's crazy. $1 billion. You know how much $1 billion is? We can't afford that. Meanwhile, $20, $50, $100 billion going to the Somali daycare scam or the Indian business scam or the light rail to nowhere in California. We have endless resources for everything except for the American people, except for dealing with actual problems that may have in the first place been caused by the government. Regardless, can we deal with the ticks? Can we deal with the fact that our lakes don't have water in them anymore because of the data centers? Like, how about we just have basic, competent people in government who don't despise our population, and none of these issues would exist? None of them. None of them would exist. You don't think America could deal with ticks? We built the Hoover Dam in like 48 hours. We built the Empire State Building in an afternoon. We could do whatever we want. We could get the ticks off our back. Nah, these ticks are everywhere, these blood-sucking parasites.
Heard Alex Jones talk about some chemical that makes the frogs gay. Raise your hand. Turns out he wasn't wrong. When frogs were exposed to atrazine, some were chemically castrated and feminized. Genetic males developed female reproductive organs, and some even produced viable eggs. What is less known is this. Human exposure to atrazine in the womb is linked to genital malformations in men. Like when the pee hole isn't in the right place on the pee, and it even could be contributing to shrinking sizes. I am talking about micro becoming increasingly common. Despite this, atrazine, the micro chemical, is present in the drinking water of 40 million Americans. Europe banned it. We didn't. talk about a war on masculinity.